And now in the last part of this program, let us listen to a conversation with Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta, who has had the amazing fortune of studying in Baba schools and colleges for 12 long years. He passed out in 2011 after his MBA and currently works for a multinational bank in North India. Most importantly, he is blessed with a really silvery voice. Here is an extract of a conversation I had with him in March 2013. His moments with Bhagwan are absolutely breathtaking. Tell us, when you started singing and how?
Actually, I started singing in my 11th standard. After Christmas, I was blessed with an opportunity to seek Swami's divine blessings for beginning my singing in Mandir. And I actually started singing on the 7th of January. That was the 7th bhajan I remember. And at that point of time, it was 7 past 5.
Oh my God.
Few days after that, actually, at that point of time, Swami started calling that brother, Sai brother and myself together. And when I started singing at that point of time, I used to have a lot of trouble singing the higher notes. And there were a couple of occasions when my voice actually cracked before Swami. At one particular instance, I was singing Partishwara Satya Saishwara. So when that line came, Bhava Sagaro Dhara Bhuvana Vana. At that point of time, Bhava Sagaro, that point I cracked. And immediately Swami, through his facial expression, he let me know. I got the instant feedback. I felt so bad at that instant that I had actually let Swami down. And I began praying earnestly ever since for an opportunity to correct my voice. And I used to keep praying daily that Swami, please help me to improve my voice and my range. So when Swami granted that interview, in between, Swami began speaking to my parents. And he was speaking to them directly, nothing about me. But at that point of time, Swami placed his hand on my shoulder. And with his thumb, he actually, on the larynx portion, Swami began rubbing it with his thumb.
So his hand was there on your shoulder and his thumb was sort of rubbing your throat.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So that conversation lasted for about 10 to 15 minutes at a stretch. In that entire duration,
so your throat was getting the divine touch and divine massage.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I was getting aware slowly that Swami is actually rubbing.
Maybe initially you thought Swami is just like that putting his hand, but later only probably you would have realized that he's actually massaging your throat, right?
Yes. So that lasted for an entire stretch of 10 to 15 minutes. And after that interview, ever since I stepped out of that interview room, I saw a marked improvement in my range. Whatever range I could actually, which I used to dream of touching before, it got more easy. And it helped me improve the quality of my singing a lot.
So now you're able to sing much higher.
Yes.
Higher notes.
Yes.
So is there a bhajan that you thought you always wanted to sing and you couldn't do it before, but now you were able to do it?
Yes, there was a bhajan, Mata bhajan. Om Kar Rupini Janani Ma. This particular bhajan I used to fear a lot because it goes very high, apart from many darbari bhajans. So this particular instance helped me improve my range, and it was in my UG days when I actually got the opportunity of offering it before Swami.
Mm-hmm. So you did sing it?
Yes.
So would you mind singing it now?
Om Kar Rupini Janani Ma, Mangalakarini Janani Ma, Omkar Rupini Janani Ma, Gana Vinodini Janani Ma, Anandadaini Janani Ma, Anandadayini Janani Ma, Janani Ma, Parthishwari Ma, Janani Ma, Parthishwari Ma, Janani Ma, Parthishwari Ma. Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
So that was Sai Krishna Jasta, an alumni and a long-standing member of the Prashanti Bhajan Group from Shimla, who now works and lives in North India. With this, we have reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you found it useful as well as insightful. The sounding ideas for this program are Abhishek and Yatharta. And the background music for this was done by another alumnus, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. We place this humble offering at the divine lotus feet as our token of love and gratitude. Dear listeners, we eagerly welcome your feedback and requests or suggestions for this program. Please do email us at listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@radiosai.org.